Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. The next 30 minutes is not only the Forest takeover, it's your fan takeover. It is a chance for you to have your say on everything where Nottingham Forest stand at the moment. And believe you me, there is so much to say. The highs of Saturday come around 7:30, beating Leeds 2-0. Well, Forest were flying, and it was only built with excitement and passion. And then this week, again at the City Ground, we saw a completely opposite performance. Jekyll and Hyde to Charlton, a heavily rotated side, and not taking advantage of a wonderful opportunity that was presented to them. But what did you make of it? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We're delighted to be joined, as I always am. It is Mr. Nottingham Forest, Chris Burton. Chris, really good to get you on. Let's start with the positives, because it was a positives. It was a crazy game. It was Leeds. It was the City Ground. It was Saturday night, bright lights, and it was oh so good.
It was, right, for 3 days, and then it all fell apart pretty quickly. Saturday was great. Saturday was everything that you wanted from an important game against a team that's right up there, and an opportunity to really put down a marker and cracking atmosphere and, Just a really, really solid all-round performance. And that just made Tuesday night all the more frustrating, because it was just one extreme to the other.
Yeah, it was one extreme to the other, and it was a heavily rotated side. But just on the Leeds game, I know that Leeds had the lion's share of possession, but it was Forest who were the clinical side and come up with the goods. And that's the strength and the character of the team. And how high was that high on Saturday night, Chris? Give me that instant reaction at 7:30. You're leaving the stadium, you know, the fans are in full voice and song, and it's 7:30. You've beaten Leeds, who are one of the favourites to go up. What are you thinking here? Because you must be thinking, this is on.
Of course you were. I think everyone was. You were looking at the table and thinking, even at that point, you know, as soon as the final whistle blew against Leeds, attention turns to Charlton. You're thinking, right, if the results go our way, we can finish Tuesday night second in the table, which, as it proves, we could have done. But we fluffed our lines massively, and we didn't. And now we're sort of hanging on, heading into a massive game at the weekend, thinking that we could now theoretically end the week outside the top six, which is a massive turnaround from where we were when we finished against Leeds.
Yeah, it so quickly turns around, and that's the frustrating thing from a Forest point, because I was absolutely up in arms on Saturday, and then it turns around. I'm hoping that just as quickly it turns back around in Forest's favour, because Leeds, Brentford, Fulham, no one's really capitalising on their chances. And does that give you something to have heart about and be positive for, Chris?
It does. I mean, we've talked about it a lot, doesn't it, that anything can happen, and that's been proven, I think. You know, we said before the Leeds game that you looked at the group of four fixtures and you were like, it would be typically Forest if we beat Leeds and West Brom and lost to QPR and Charlton, and that could now theoretically happen. So it's what Forest are all about, it's what the Championship's all about. But it's just ramped up the pressure on Saturday, which didn't really need to be there. If we hadn't have done what we did on Tuesday, if, for whatever reason, I know Lemich has come out and said there was a few knocks and that sort of influenced his decision a bit, but if he played through a few of them and maybe taken a bit of a risk, gone with a settled side, tried to maintain the momentum, beat and Charlton, West Brom comes a free hit. If you've got 6 points in the bag already this week, you can go there and it doesn't really matter too much what happens. But now, it's like, well, we need to get something, and you don't know what's going to happen when that sort of situation comes around, and you don't want to even start thinking about what happens now if it becomes back-to-back defeats and where that leaves you, with then a week to mull it over and think about it before you get into QPR.
Yeah, it's such a strange one. It's a range of emotions for Forest at the minute, obviously this week and on the weekend. And what was the in-game emotion like for the Leeds one? Because obviously Grabber missed that chance, I couldn't believe it. Samba cleared it off the line. It seemingly had it all, and I have to give full praise for the way that Lolly won that ball back, and then obviously we've spoke about him, but getting the goal, Walker, just absolutely brilliant. We said he'd make an impact, and he did.
Yeah, it was nice to see him get the goal, and then he got his chance on Tuesday night, didn't he? And like the rest of him, didn't really take it. Had a couple of opportunities. In the middle of the Leeds game, yeah, you felt everything was sort of going our way, that Grabber missed that chance, and you were like, oh no, it's Birmingham all over again. And then that save from Samba, because initially it looked like he'd spilt it, and you were like, has he just punched that out of frustration? Yeah, has the ball gone over the line because he knows he sort of made a bit of a rick? But it turns out he was sort of the calmest man in the stadium.
Yeah.
But then it just turned out, it's a typical fight. It was two steps forward to take one back. And when you're doing that, you're never maintaining that momentum. You're never hitting full stride, and that's been a bit of an issue for a while.
Yeah, what did you make of Lamucci's comments after the game? I know it was a bit tongue-in-cheek, and they said, oh, what are your expectations for Forest now? You've beaten Leeds, and here we are. And he just went, well, it was my first expectation was just to finish the season, because for the last time a Forest manager did that was 11 or 12 seasons ago.
Well, yeah, it would be some achievement for him, wouldn't it? It's looking very much like he will do that now. I don't think there's any reason why they'll change now.
Yeah.
But he had a massive opportunity to put down another marker for himself and prove that he has learned a few lessons from what he's done in the past, you know, back to Wigan, back to Millwall, where he made the changes, it didn't work, and people were asking questions of what he was doing. And then he pulls that again on Tuesday night, and he's facing the same questions, and he comes out and admits that he made a mistake. It's like, should we, at this point, you know, almost three quarters way through the season, be making those mistakes? And I think the answer is probably not.
Yeah, and on that Charlton game, what I know it was a heavily rotated side, and Lamucci's actually said, look, that falls on me. Maybe that's a mistake that I've learned, but we needed to rotate. There was a couple of injuries. But can we put it down to, we always see this, don't we? You know, you get a big result, and then the second game afterwards, it's really hard to follow it up. You see a hangover of sorts. Is it a mentality, what it took out the players, even in the fans themselves? It's really hard to get yourselves up again and match those levels.
I don't think that was the issue for us. I mean, the high was so high after Leeds that the natural thing to do was just to ride that. Go again, name the same side, and just play for the momentum. Just let that wave carry you through another game. And for whatever reason, he just decided to throw it all up in the air again, which was, from the moment the team sheets dropped, you got that sense that it was a massive risk, that it was either going to be a masterstroke or a disaster. And as it proved, it was the latter.
Yeah, he said he had one eye on the West Brom game. He's been proved wrong there. He shouldn't have made those changes. He's held his hands up. What do you make of it? Admit the mistake and you have to move on, Chris.
You do, but like, as I said, I don't think we should be making those mistakes. And I'm not sure that you can put it down to him, like a lack of experience in English football. And, you know, he's played a lot of football in his career at the very highest level. He's an international football player. He knows the value of a winning mentality and getting in that run and where it can lead you. So I'm not sure you can really point that at him and say that he's not used to Championship football and that. To say that you were looking ahead to the West one game is the wrong mentality as well. You played the next game in front of you. You don't think about what's going to happen on Saturday when you've got a game on Tuesday. Win that game and then worry about West Brom. It was just a little bit odd. And then the players he brought in, it wasn't massively surprising that what happened. Because he brought in so many players that hadn't played any football or very little football recently. And they looked so rusty that it was just like, oh, this is just a disaster waiting to happen. And it happened.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, isn't it? And, you know, I'm keeping an eye out on all the games and what's going on. I didn't even need to be across it, Chris, but literally trending on Twitter after the game, Forest, and to put it, you know, nicely, the fans weren't happy. Jenkinson was in for it. Yates was getting stick. Bomb was getting stick. The fans were livid, and rightly so, like you said, with the changes made.
Yeah, those three that you mentioned were probably the pick of a bad bunch. I mean, Bong was terrible. I don't think there's any other word for it, but he looked like he never played football. Yates, there's more and more questions out of what he actually brings to the table. I mean, when you put him in place of Sam Bissou, the contrast there is so marked that it's difficult to see where he fits in now. Jenkinson is perhaps a bit unfortunate because, again, he hasn't played a lot of football, and Matty Cash has raised that bar so high in front of him that he came in and he looked a little bit lost. And Dear Carby as well ran around a lot but doesn't seem to have too much end product. And that's what our January business was, which now you start looking back at that window and thinking that was supposed to be the opportunity to really kick us on towards cementing this top six, potentially top two. And now you're thinking, have we really added anything? You know, are we any stronger in terms of depth than we were? And are we now relying on the 11, 12, 13 that have got us to this point?
Yeah, well, it's on that depth that fans are worried, aren't they? Because we know how good that Forest's A team can be, but it's when the B team turn in and we do rotate that we slightly have problems and that the full squad can't really cope with that challenge.
Yeah, especially when you make five changes at once. I think that was the biggest mistake. I mean, any team, Forest included, can handle one player being missing, you know, two players missing, you're going to get injuries, you're going to get suspensions. But to bring five in at once, and for the big ones to miss, you know, grabbing your top goal scorer is so, so important to the team. Cash out at right back. It just threw it all up in the air, and those that he picked, you could tell that they hadn't played together, and then just the confusion between them just spread throughout the team. Even when Cash and that came on, they looked lost. It's like whatever the others were suffering with, it inflicted them as soon as they entered the pitch. And Lolly was about the only one that did anything of any note, but even he towards the end, you know, he looked shattered in a couple of crosses that were aimless and wild, and you just gave up in the end. It was just like, it's not going to be our night.
Chris, it's just, honestly, it's so quickly, not only how quick it can change in football, but even this show, I'm buzzing to do the show after Saturday, and we saw that in the week, just so disheartening. But we always appreciate Chris coming on. Make sure you check out those guys at Nottingham Forest News, just brilliant extra content. They are across it all. But next up, we do have a very special guest, one I'm excited about. It is Max Hayes, that you will know from Match Day with Max, and he is joining us to talk all Forest.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Chris Burton then saying that no matter how high that was, the high on Saturday beating Leeds United 2-0 at the City Ground, it's still a kick in the stomach, a punch to the gut, losing to Charlton this week, and all of that positive feeling has drained away. Well, we're going to try and get it back up now, because I'm absolutely delighted to say, for the first time on this Nottingham Forest Fan Show, we are joined by Max Hayes from Match Day with Max. Max, it is a real pleasure to get you on the show, not only to get a new voice and to get their take on the season so far, but wonderful work you're doing in your YouTube videos. Mate, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. How did this all begin for you, and where did the love affair with Forest begin?
Charlie, thanks very much. Great to be on with you tonight on the Forest Fans Show. My journey started really as a young lad. I really wanted to kind of create a YouTube channel because I always loved going to football games and, you know, hearing what the commentary was like, what the TV presenters were saying about the game on the local TV, local radio. And I always wanted to kind of get into that industry. So decided to start a YouTube channel, and, you know, what better to do it for the team I've loved and supported all my life, basically. So kind of got a microphone, interviewed fans. I try and interview home and away fans every single game, whether that's Forest away or Forest at home, and just try to be mainly upbeat about the club and just try to get kind of my views across, but not only my views sometimes, but try to get everybody else's views across, as well as, other Forest fans that are willing to come on and try and give their opinion, and hopefully, like my YouTube channel, which I've created, is a platform for them to do so.
Well, you're certainly doing that, mate. I know you've even won awards as well. It's genuinely brilliant to get you on the show. I've watched the videos. Chris told me to look out for you and put me in touch with your direction. I saw you, you know, on Boxing Day, travelling to the games, talking to fans. It's brilliant what your channel does, and it's obviously straight at the heart of what the fans are saying and what they're seeing from their team. From this season, then, how are the Forest fans and yourself as well feeling about this playoff and promotion push?
I think the majority of the Forest fans and myself are very happy at the moment. You know, if we take out the result against Charlton, I think it's been a really good time to be a Forest fan at the moment. You know, Sabri Lamouchi came in the summer. Nobody had ever heard of him. People, you know, we sacked Martin O'Neill and then announced Sabri Lamouchi, you know, 17, 18 minutes later via social media. And everybody was like, who is this guy? And Sabri came in. He's changed a lot of players. He's changed the team slightly, but not too much. You know, you see players like Matty Cash now, you know, at right back. Matty Cash does absolutely fantastic now. I think Sabri's done really well with him. You know, he's adapted to that position so well. And like Chris mentioned earlier, you know, he's raised that bar so high for someone to come in and replace him, like Jenkinson. I mean, as well as I think the Forest fans are very happy with the way the club's being ran off the pitch at the moment as well. I think we've got brilliant new owners now. We've got a great hierarchy. You know, we've got a lot of development in and around. I think the community's great at the moment with Forest. And everything's on the up, really. And it's nice to see, because the whole time I've ever supported Forest, you know, this is probably the best time to support Forest at the moment. And apart from, you know, when we had Billy Davis, when that was the 2010-11 season, to try and go in the playoffs then. But I just think now it feels just slightly different, and it does feel like a different season, and there's no reason why we can't push to those automatic promotion spots, but definitely try and reach the playoffs. And, you know, we're currently in the playoffs, so there's no reason why we can't stay there. So I think all Forest fans are happy at the moment, and I just think we're generally kind of not surprised in a way, but just generally relieved to have a season once where we're fighting for something instead of a mid-table finish.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're saying that it's going to be fighting until the finish. You know, Sabri Lamouchi, his first season at the club. Where can it end up then? In this final third for you, Max, where do you think it will end up? Because they are in this race.
I mean, I've seen a lot of things on social media, on Twitter, other news channels, you know, Sky Sports. You know, we haven't had a lot of mention, really. We've kind of been the underdog this season for playoffs and promotion. But now we're kind of, the media are giving us a bit of attention now, and we're we've got to rise to that attention, and hopefully we can try and get the automatics. You know, it's not too much of a dream. It's a possibility, definitely. But, you know, we've got to keep winning. We've got to bounce back against West Brom after the result on Tuesday night. And, you know, we've got to just keep going. And that's all I think Forest can do at the moment. Take each game at a time. You know, they say there's, 14, 15 cup finals left. You know, treat them as cup finals. Treat them as kind of must wins. And we move and we just see, you know, we're not bothered about any other team's results. We just keep winning at the moment. And hopefully we'll try and end up in the automatics. You know, West Brom, they're quite a lot clear, 6 points clear at the top now. You know, Forest are only 2 points off lead. So a win on Saturday against West Brom and other results go our way, then, you know, we could be in second place. So there's no reason why we can't get automatic. But playoff, I think definitely Forest can get playoffs this season. We've shown enough about it. And hopefully we can, because I think a lot of the Forest fans would be pleased with that. You know, we didn't expect much. The media predicted us to finish just outside the playoffs, 10th, 9th. But we're kind of rising above expectation, and long may that continue at the moment.
Yeah, it's such a tricky one, isn't it, Max? One, you lose on the weekend, you fall out the playoffs, but you're only a few points behind the automatic spaces. This is how tight this race is going to be. And you openly admitted, as we all did, we hold our hands up, no one knew much about Lamouchi. He was the man that brought in. Now that we've seen two-thirds of the season go by, what is your opinion on him and his style and what he has brought to Forest?
I think Lamouchi's got a character about him, and Forest haven't had that for a manager in a while, and I've kept saying that. And, you know, I always said when we first appointed him, I can remember going to Alfreton Town the day after. It was a pre-season friendly away there. I interviewed fans, and there was a load of media around asking questions to the Forest fans, and everybody said, you know, let's give it a go. Nobody had heard of managers like Nuno Espirito Santo at Wolves, Daniel Farker at Norwich, and look what those two managed to achieve. And get both their clubs up. So, I mean, there's no reason why Sabri Lamouchi can't do that. And his style at the moment, Sabri Lamouchi's style with the Forest way, it's a good style. Yes, he was at fault for that performance, and he's admitted that on Tuesday night. But I think, you know, we've got to keep going. And Lamucci's style at the moment is good, and the Forest fans like the football. It's entertaining football. It's very attacking, but I'm sure he's going to learn from his mistakes recently of changing the team. He knows that he can't afford to do that again, and hopefully won't pull off that stunt again. But I think, you know, we've got to keep going. And Lamucci at the moment, you know, he always talks about how much the fans mean to the club. He always, you know, comes and claps the fans after the game, always thanks the fans for attending the games, and really just wants to try and get the best out of the players and try and give the fans something to smile about. And I think he's done an excellent job so far.
Yeah, and in other big Forest news today, Max, Worrall has signed an extension 2 years on to his deal. This is great news for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. Joe is a lifelong Nottingham Forest fan, you know, born and bred in Nottingham, played in the grassroots football around Nottingham, the YEL. He knows what Nottingham is about, and he knows, you know, the city, and he knows, because he is a fan himself. His family, he's openly admitted, are all Forest fans. And I've spoke to him before when I've, you know, interviewed him and spoke to him in the past. He wants the best for the club, and for him to sign a new 4.5-year contract or 4-year contract, I can't remember what it exactly was, is fantastic for the club, because he's not only a fantastic player and brilliant player, I think he's an excellent team leader, and he cares about the club, and he really wants to wear that shirt, and he's got a lot of passion for Forest as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's West Brom on the weekend, Max. It kicks off the weekend's football, 12:30, the early kickoff at the Baggies. It's going to be a brilliant game. What are you making of this contest?
It's going to be tough. It really will be. I think it will be one of the toughest games that Forest have faced so far this season. But then again, there's no reason why we can't go and get something at West Brom. Stoke managed to. Any game in the Championship is not an easy game. Whoever you face, it is always a tight and close game. And hopefully, it will be a good game on Saturday at the Hawthorns. And it will be a tasty affair, certainly. And, you know, Forest, I think, like Chris said again earlier, Forest, really, I think the expectation is on us to try and get something out of the weekend's action. And hopefully we can do that. I think the players will hopefully be willing to bounce back, and I think the fans will be right behind them. We've got a packed out away end, and we always travel well, the Forest fans, and hopefully we can try and go and grab something at the Hawthorns, and there's no reason why we can't do that.
Well, you're new to the show, Max, but hopefully we'll hear a lot more from you. But we always push for a prediction. What is yours for the weekend?
I'm going to say, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to say it's going to be 2-1 to Forest.
Ah, just the tonic we need. Get back into the good books after that disappointing
exactly.
Cheltenham result. Max, just quickly for you then, and your vlogs and your YouTube channel, what does the future hold?
The future's very exciting at the moment. I've recently just signed a contract with Mitre, Mitre Sports, covering the FA Cup. So kind of coming off the Forest content for a bit, but still making that Forest content. So I've been covering the FA Cup for a bit now. And I've signed a contract with the BBC on a new CBBC football channel, kind of presenting and hosting that, as well as doing some stuff around on the BBC as well, which is pretty exciting. So very grateful for all the support from the Forest fans, as usual, because without Forest, I wouldn't be, you know, where I am right now making the videos. And hopefully the future's exciting for, you know, not only Forest as a club and hopefully going up this year, but for me as well.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's why we're delighted to get you on, Max. Hopefully we'll get you on later in the season when we do have a lot more to celebrate. We'll make sure we speak to you soon. But also, please check out and keep up to date with Max's YouTube channel and vlogs and Twitter at Matchday with Max. Max Hayes there. Such a delight to get him on. All started covering his team. What a show we've had for you. It was the disappointment of Cheltenham, but it may be just like it was against Leeds on the weekend. Application desire and 3 points in the bag for the mighty Forest.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.